Now, some trivia. Which family has the most Oscar nominations? The Newmans, not as in Paul Newman, but a legendary Hollywood musical dynasty. We'll let NPR's Netta Ulaby make the introductions.
Alfred, Lionel, Emil, Thomas, David, and Randy Newman have more than 80 nominations between them for music direction, scoring, song, composition, and score. Meet Alfred Newman.
In 1930, I came to Hollywood as a composer music director under contract to Samuel Goldwyn.
That's Newman on a recorded tribute to his friend George Gershwin. Alfred Newman was born in 1901. He was a child piano prodigy. He supported his family on the vaudeville circuit before becoming a Broadway conductor at the age of 17. His first Hollywood jobs were adapting the era's musicals to the screen, such as Whoopi. And you still hear an Alfred Newman composition in every movie released by 20th Century Fox. Alfred Newman ran the studio's music division for decades. He created lush, expressive scores intended to heighten the acting and dialogue.
Forgive me, Heathcliff. Forgive me.
Wuthering Heights, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Edmund Stone hosts a radio show about film music called The Score.
The Song of Bernadette, How Green Was My Valley. And on, hundreds of films that he either composed or conducted.
Out of 36 Oscar nominations, Alfred won 9, mostly for scoring. That means either writing original film music or adapting someone else's into a movie. And Newman brought his two younger brothers into the business.
Lionel was at Fox working with his brother for 46 years and had a hand in 200 films and eventually would become the vice president of music at Fox.
Racking up 11 Oscar nominations and a 1969 win for helping to turn this stage hit into a movie musical for Barbara Streisand.
Hello, Rudy.
And hello, Emil Newman. Emil also composed, conducted, and scored hundreds of movies. His one nomination in 1941 was for a film featuring the Glenn Miller Orchestra. In 1970, the oldest brother, Alfred, died from emphysema. His son, Thomas, was 15.
My memories, though, are vague and kind of dreamy.
Thomas told NPR in 2004 he was mostly interested in baseball before his father died. After, he started taking music seriously.
It was a reconciling.
Thomas Newman has been nominated for 13 Oscars, this year for the score for Bridge of Spies. Thomas also wrote the music for Skyfall, The Help, Aaron Brockovich, and The Shawshank Redemption. Thomas Newman's older brother, David, has composed music for nearly 100 movies, including The War of the Roses and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He has, says Edmund Stone, one nomination.
For the score for the animated film Anastasia in 1997. Which, by the way, was the same film that his father, Alfred, scored for the live-action film.
In 1956. Many years later, their cousin Randy was asked on WHYY's Fresh Air whether being a Newman affected the way he writes music.
Maybe. It probably did.
Randy has 20 Oscar nominations and 2 wins. He said back when he was known for his pop songs, he'd absorbed his uncle's lessons about music needing to be in the right place. Take a song from his first album.
The song Cowboy, you know, I didn't use a piano on it because it was an indoor instrument. And it used to be in movies you'd pay attention to stuff like that. I didn't like it when I heard a piano outside somehow. It took me inside.
Cowboy.
So, is there a Newman family sound? Edmund Stone of the show The Score considered the question.
Could you hear Alfred Newman in Wally, composed by Tom? Could you hear Lionel's music in Galaxy Quest, composed by David? Could you hear any of the Newmans in Finding Nemo?
Composed by Thomas.
I don't think so.
It should be mentioned we've only discussed those 6 members of the Newman family who've been nominated for and won Oscars. Numerous other Newmans, including the 3rd generation, are also accomplished musicians, composers, and working in the film music industry.
You could probably say the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Or in the case of the Newmans, the orchard. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.